Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, along with our women's golf coach here at Clemson, Kelly Hester, are going to talk a little bit about Clemson Invitational and a big event coming up for one of our players, Alice Houston. We'll talk about all of that here on the show today. First of all, Clemson Invitational, that'll be coming up the 7th, 8th, 9th of April at the Reserve, which is we were sitting and doing this interview right now. As a matter of fact, you're here for a media event, but you know, here we go again. This for you has become kind of your, I call it your signature event, I guess, here in the spring.
It really is. We look forward to being able to play here on our home course at the Reserve at Lake Huey, a place where we're very comfortable. The golf shop staff, Tim Bovey and his group, Chris Vincent, the superintendent, really roll out the red carpet to make sure that the course is set up the way that we would choose. And, we get to invite all of our buddies to come over here. We have an unbelievable field, 11 teams in the top 50, and then several more that are in the top 60. It's going to be really important for those in the bottom end of the field to play well to try to make it through to the NCAA regional. We have four teams in the top 15, so just really excited to bring in some ACC, some SEC, some Big Ten, Big 12 competition. Teams look forward to coming back here every year, staying with the same host families. It's just become a mainstay in a lot of teams' spring schedules.
You know, part of the fun of this is, and I can remember when all this started, just to see how this event has grown. I mean, it's incredible. Like you said, you've got people now really wanting to come to this event.
Right. Yeah. I think I think that the scores have gotten a little better every year as teams have gotten more used to the golf course. And for a lot of people, this is their last event prior to their conference championship. So you really want your team feeling comfortable this time of year. You stretch them kind of early in the spring, and then you try to settle in and get your top five ready to go for your conference. So we're looking forward to another great event. Our dates are a few weeks later than they were last year, so I'm sure the golf course will be in prime condition.
Yeah, maybe not a bad thing, hopefully. Weather-wise, things will be rolling along there that time of April. Let's just talk about the golf course, because the golf course itself, the Reserve at Kiawe, a Nicklaus design. But there's so many things that you can do. You can lengthen this golf course. You can shorten this golf course. It can really make for a very competitive tournament.
Right, absolutely. A lot of it, green speeds and whatnot, are somewhat weather dependent. If we get, a big rain like we've had the last couple of years right before the tournament. but if we have drier conditions, the greens can get pretty fast out here. We're not real tricky with the layup. With the course layout, we really try to set up a fair test that will reward good shots and be somewhat penal to errant shots, but just a great golf course. It's a pretty hilly one, so if folks are planning on coming out, they might want to consider renting a golf cart. We'll have some available here, but certainly a great golf course set up really well for women's college golf.
And the terrain, like you said, there's so much undulation. There's so much, terrain change that goes in. And it does it. If you're not used to this and you come into this golf course and all of a sudden you're walking this golf course, it becomes difficult.
It does. We have a lot of shuttles for the players. We've done it a couple of ways over the years. We've brought in carts and had the players take carts. Quite honestly, it's not easy to track down an extra 70 golf carts the week before the Masters in this part of the world. And not only that, but if they're gas carts, they make a lot of noise. If they're electric carts, the batteries could run out because this is a really hilly test. So we've settled the last couple of years on having the players walk and providing 10 or 11 shuttles around the golf course. So we have a tremendous number of volunteers that help us with the event. Over 100 volunteers, 110 plus, and then the teams stay in private housing, like we mentioned. 40 homes here opening their doors to the players, and this is the Reserve has really made this probably next to their member guests, probably their most elite event. They've told us that they enjoy having us more than the web.com that they've had in years past, because the girls are so personable and fun to be around, and so we certainly appreciate them hosting us.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your team. How do you feel about your team coming into this? Because you've had spurts where your team has played really, really well.
Well, there's a couple of different ways to play good golf and bad golf. And what we've seen with our young team, we have one senior, one junior, one sophomore, and four freshmen with a different lineup almost every week. Is we've had some growing pains. There's a learning curve for our freshmen to adjust to the grind of college golf and playing longer golf courses, playing winter golf. And what we've seen is just some big numbers that have really kept us from playing great golf. So we'll have players make four and five birdies a round, but a couple of doubles or a triple. And we've played hard golf courses, and I believe all of that is good. Like, it's a blessing to be shown what you need to work on leading into the postseason, the end of your spring season and postseason, and that's where we are. Anna Paula and Alice, our two upperclassmen, have both won tournaments this year. They've both played some great golf, and they've been really steady for us. The rest of the kids have had some ups and downs, and I've told them golf will beat you up if you let it, but you need to focus on, you know, you need to focus on what you're doing well and then work on what you need to improve on. And we have a wonderful opportunity to do that. I get to play our home golf course. But I believe all of these difficult courses that we've played and ups and downs are really going to help prepare us for the postseason. Our ACC championship is at Sedgefield in North Carolina, where they play a PGA Tour event, very challenging golf course. You never know where you might go to regionals. We could be back at Saugatchie, where we just played. And then, of course, the NCAA finals is going to be an extremely difficult test at the Blessings in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I was the coach there when we opened the golf course, and it's softened considerably since then, but still probably one of the hardest golf courses any of these kids will have ever seen. So for me, it's all about preparation, and I think playing at home is coming at just the right time for our kids to work on what they need to work on, get to be in a comfortable environment, and play some great golf this week.
You know, you're right. Golf can just absolutely beat you up if you let it. So is it right now, does it become more of a mental thing really for you than it does with your team than necessarily striking the ball, short game, putting, or is it not? It's got to be somewhere in between all this.
Well, that's the trick with golf, right? Like, you need to have strong technique, but you need technique that can hold up under pressure. And so some of our kids are working on some technique things, and then some of them are learning how to trust it under the pressure of a really challenging shot or really fast greens. You know, some of them are seeing, especially the four freshmen, they're playing more golf than they've ever played, and they're seeing different types of course conditions that you may not have always been exposed to, whether it's bent one week or Bermuda the next or dormant grass. Like, playing, you know, chipping and pitching on dormant grass around fast greens could get to you a little bit. So we need to learn to trust it a little better in some places and work on some technique. But overall, we have an extremely talented group. We've made so many birdies this year, off the chart numbers of birdies in golf tournaments. But along with that, we've had more doubles and maybe a few more triples than we're used to. So I think it's great to see that you're capable of making the birdies, and then we figure out how to eliminate the others. It's really hard to teach somebody to play great golf. Our great golf is there. We just need to improve upon our errant shots and minimize our mistakes.
All right. We mentioned that one of the reasons that you've kind of backed up the Clemson Invitational to the 7th, 8th, 9th of April is because of an event that's going to happen at Augusta National, the first ever Augusta National Women's Amateur Tournament. Well, Alice Houston is going to play in that for you. So that's one of the reasons we've had to kind of shuffle the schedule. The opportunity for Alice to do what she is about to do is astronomical. I don't know that even I follow golf, you know that I follow, and I don't even know that I'm grasping what is about to happen for the women's game here with this.
Right. I think it's a really great opportunity for women's golf and for these kids. So the format is a Wednesday, Thursday, 36 holes at a golf course called Champions Retreat, just outside of Augusta, and then there will be a cut. But regardless of whether you make the cut or not, all kids will in the field will play a practice round at Augusta National on that Friday, which is the sixth.
Sixth, yeah.
Or the fifth.
Fifth. It's the fifth. Yeah, Saturday's the sixth. Yeah.
And so, and then if you make the cut, then you get to compete at Augusta National on Saturday, the seventh, the eighth, the sixth. Sorry. And I got all these dates confused with our men's invitational and our women's invitational in the ANWA. So Alice has been fortunate enough to get to play Augusta National on two occasions. So she will be, unlike most players in the field, a little more comfortable there because she's been there. But she has every bit as good of a game to make that cut. If you do get to play Augusta National on that Saturday, you'll be fortunate enough to be on national TV on a Saturday playing Augusta National the week before the Masters.
Yeah, it is the opportunity is incredible. And I think that's one of these things that also this amateur event is just going to grow and grow and grow. And the hope is that maybe it forces some of these other clubs also to open themselves up and, you know, start some other things for women's golf as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I would love to see this go. All right. Finally, just the people here at the Reserve that help you do this. We've mentioned this a little bit. You have 40 host families that take kids in. What the staff has done. It's amazing the way that they have grasped hold of this and just run with this. Like you said, they love having you all here.
Yeah, it's really a treat. The chef here and his staff go to great lengths to make sure that the meals are perfect for these kids. The teams eat all of their meals here at the Reserve, so it's a big, it's a tall task for the staff here to, you know, keep serving these meals. All the host homes, the girls and their teams look forward to going back to the same families year after year, and the coaches as well. It becomes a familiar, you know, setting at an away tournament, which normally doesn't happen for people when they're traveling in the spring. So just an unbelievable opportunity. We are so blessed to be able to be here at the Reserve at Lake Kiwi and play, but not only that, host an event. And it's actually quite humbling to have 110 plus volunteers and 40 homes open up. And the staff here is so welcoming, all for Clemson Women's Golf to put on a golf tournament. It's such a huge thing for us to be able to do that. The way in college golf, the way it works is if you host a nice event, teams want to come, then they'll invite you to their tournament. So there's definitely some leverage there in hosting a great event, and we're looking forward to the fourth edition being the best.
And maybe the final, this is, I guess, final question. We know that the guys are going to be hosting NCAA stuff in 2020. The guys will actually have their own Clemson Invitational prior to yours. They'll be at almost right across the lake from where you're at, one of the cliff courses. But is the end game to do what the guys have done, to be able to host an NCAA women's regional here in the upstate? Is that kind of what you hope that the end game to all this is?
I think we would. That's one of the reasons we made the move to players walking the course as opposed to being in carts. It would be very unorthodox to provide carts for an NCAA regional. But last year we did it, and we saw that it was possible, and so we're going to continue to do that this year. And we do hope to be able to put in a bid and host an NCAA regional in the not-too-distant future.
All the best to you. This is a lot of fun. I mean, I love coming up here and watch it. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost anything. If you can rent a cart, that'll cost you, and you're going to want to do that, folks. I'm just letting you know that. But this is great. I love coming up here and watching this event because you have great golfers that come to this thing.
Thanks so much, Don.
All right, there you go. Kelly Hester. All right, so from Kelly Hester, we're going to go to Alice Houston. All right, Alice, so first of all, we'll talk about Augusta. You and I have already talked about Augusta here about a month or so ago, but Clemson Invitational, though, here at this golf course at the Reserve, you're the defending champ, huh? Like that.
It's really exciting that I'm going to get to defend the home tournament. You don't get that opportunity too often in college. So, you know, senior year, looking to go out with a bang.
What is it about this golf course that kind of fits your game?
I think it demands really good wedge play. Getting tight into some pins, kind of rolling a few putts, Got some work to do over the next week or so, but, you know, I think I'm ready to have my game back in place for it.
Yeah, I was talking with Kelly. One of the things that I like about this golf course is their flexibility. They can lengthen it, they can shorten it up a little bit. That kind of fits your eye, though?
Yeah, it definitely does. I have the length that if we do lengthen it out, it really doesn't end up affecting my game plan too much, which is nice. You know, I might just have an extra iron into the green, so that's not too big of a deal. And shortening it up, I know that my wedge game can be as good as anyone out there. So, you know, just kind of making sure that I'm on top of it, hitting them tight into the pins, I think will be good to go.
Game right now, how do you feel just about your overall game?
Feeling pretty good at the moment. Came off a bit of a tough week last week, but, you know, I have like a whole week before I get going again. So I'll be FaceTiming my coach from back home. I'll be getting on the track man, doing some wedge games, just to kind of sharpen it all back up a bit. You know, we spent a lot of time on the road over the past few weeks. Things get loose, so time to just bring it all back in.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about Augusta. It's creeping up on you. It's getting closer and closer. You're getting a little more excited about this?
Oh, definitely. I leave Monday quite early in the morning to get there. So, you know, it really is right around the corner. I can't quite believe how fast it has actually come. But, you know, I'm really excited to go, and I think I'm pretty ready.
Has it sunk into you that you're going to have an opportunity to be the first, you know, qualified to get there, but you have an opportunity to be the first to do this?
Yeah, it's really exciting, and I think it's a great opportunity. You know, like 72 of us, we're making some history, and I think that's a really big deal. You know, for the women's game especially, like, it is a big deal that Augusta is hosting an amateur female event, and I think it could be the start of lots of good things to come for the women's game.
Yeah, and I was talking with Kelly about this as well. The fact that it's at Augusta, now maybe other clubs get into this and all of a sudden open up more to the women's game.
Yeah, I really hope so, because Augusta is like the most prestigious course in the entire world, and it is a big deal that they're opening their doors to us. You know, it's not that long ago that they didn't even let women play the course at all. So, you know, they've taken some really big steps over the past few years, and it really would be good for other courses to do the same. The RNA has made some steps in that right direction. You know, like, courses they can't host the Open anymore if they don't allow women members. So I think that the whole, like, world of golf is kind of making moves in the right directions.
All right. You had a couple of tracks around Augusta. What do you like about it, and maybe what are you a little concerned about?
I actually think that it can be quite inviting off the tee, from the tees that we're going to be playing off at least. But I think that the challenge is going to come around the greens. The greens are going to be really severe, and they're going to be quick. It's going to be less than a week before the Masters. They're going to be really, really quick. So it's going to kind of be about navigating those, hitting the balls into the right spots, rolling in a few putts, and just being confident with your game.
Everybody that you, I mean, every pro that you ever, you're right, it's all about the greens at Augusta. So what do you do? Do you try to call other people? Do you go back and, like, watch old Masters tournaments that are on television? How do you go about putting your book together and getting it ready? Okay, here's the green quadrants, and here's where you have to hit it.
So I'm actually lucky enough that the fact that Doc played in the Masters last year and that Jordan caddied for him. So I'm hoping over the next week or so I'm going to be able to have a sit down with him, and he's going to give me a bit of information as to kind of some secrets to the greens over there. But aside from that, I'll just be spending a lot of time in our indoor putting lab, because you can set some pretty severe slopes in there. Just try and get some feels for, you know, some 4-degree slopes and tight pins and rolling in some putts.
All right. Well, we wish you nothing the best. I know I can see the excitement in your face and in your eyes right now. I mean, this isn't a great time for you.
Oh, it's really, really exciting. You know, we've got a big, important 2 weeks coming up with Augusta and with the home tournament. It's definitely a good way to kind of close out my senior year, but I'm really looking forward to it.
So there you go. Thoughts from Kelly Hester and also from Alice Houston. We certainly wish them all the best. Alice, by the way, the dates for the Augusta Women's AM will be April 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then, of course, once again for the upcoming Women's Clemson Invitational, that will happen on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of April. Would encourage you, if you have never watched women's golf and you are a golfer or a golf fan, you need to go out and watch it, because The women, I think, have some of the best swings that you will ever see. Everything is in tempo. Love their style of play. And if you're like me, you know, you're looking for every bit of information that you can find about golf and how to better your game. And the women certainly play it at a very, very high level. Certainly wish them all the best. That does it for our podcast today. Thanks for being with us. Got a bunch of stuff coming up, though, you know, on ClemsonTigers.com. You can check all that out. Spring game coming up on April the 6th. That'll be at 2:30. So a lot of going on, not only this weekend in Clemson Athletics, but certainly for the coming week with Clemson Athletics. And you can find everything right there at your fingertips at ClemsonTigers.com. For Kelly Hester and Alice Houston, I'm Don Munson. Go Tigers!